NNG's Energy Challenge.
It's the evil Zag troops from Andromeda! They're firing at us! They're firing at us!
Chill out, dude. It's just lightning. Lightning's a kind of energy. You get it on lots of planets. And not just on Zog, apparently.
Energy?
Yeah. Lightning is made of a type of energy called electricity. And it travels at 186,000 miles a second.
That's the speed of light, N. Why don't we just dive in the lightning? It'd get us back to Zog in a flash.
That's the stupidest thing you've ever said.
What? Even more stupid than when you said my birthday was around the corner and so I went looking for it?
Even more stupid. That is galaxy-level stupid.
But surely it would be the fastest way home.
It'd be the fastest way to get burned into a Fazoi toast rock. Get us home in a flash indeed. A flash is all that would be left of you. Electricity can be very dangerous, but if it's packaged safely, it's a seriously cool type of energy that can be made from almost anything. Humans love it.
Even dung from the yaks of Ursa Minor.
Yep, animal and plant waste is a biofuel that could be used in power stations which churn out electricity.
Sounds like magic. So what's electricity made of?
The clue is in the name. Electricity is made with electrons.
I thought electrons were the aliens who came from Electrophore in the Cybernetic constellation.
No, electrons are really tiny parts of atoms which normally whiz around the edge of atoms, like little moons in orbit. What's so sad about that?
You're making me miss Zog and our 26 moons. I want to go home.
Boo, calm down. Calm down. Shut it. Electricity might help us get there.
Ooh, all right, touchy.
Atoms of different substances have different amounts of electrons. An earth metal called iron has 26 little electrons in each atom.
But how are they powerful enough to be helpful or to turn you into Fazoid toast rack?
Well, electrons are either positively or negatively charged, just like magnets. Opposites attract. Power generators send out positively charged electrons in a loop with a negative charge at the end. That's called a circuit. And circuits can be created all over the planet, carrying energy to do all sorts of handy things. Energy is amazingly great at changing from one type to another. Come on, check this out. Electrical energy can be changed into heat to power radiators and microwave ovens. What's cooking? Chocolate pudding smells horrible.
Ew, that must be for the really naughty children.
Electrical energy can be turned into radio waves to make pictures and sounds in things like televisions and radios. Or into mechanical energy to help things like washing machines spin the clothes. Power telephones, toys, watches.
Oh, okay. I get the point. Useful stuff. In fact, electricity looks pretty electrifying, if you ask me. Hey, what's this?
That's an iron, dude. Humans use it to make their clothes flat.
Iron? So this iron has 26 electrons inside?
Not that kind of iron, you great three-headed doofus. Watch out. Looks like we're gonna fuse, G.
Here it comes. Whoopee! I love a bit of fusion.
Here it comes. Woohoo!
NNG's Energy Challenge with support from National Grid. Find out more online at funkidslive.com/energy.